Another challenge, man. He's 6'5". They call him Megatron for a reason, you know. 6'5", 50-inch vertical, strong, big, fast. So he's got all the tools, and, you know, he's an elite guy up here. You know, Coach Davis, with the scheme we have, he puts us in, you know, position as DBs and as a secondary to, you know, make plays on the ball. And I don't want to say not be as involved in the run game, but we're pass first guys, you know, and that's our main focus is, you know, not letting anything get over our head. And, you know, as a safety, that's just, you know, that's why you play the game, get your hands on the ball.
I mean, he is the absolute total package. I mean, he doesn't lack anything that a receiver should have, you know, with the speed, his catching ability, his leaping ability. He already has the height. I mean, he's quick off the line. He's strong. So, you know, there's nothing that he lacks. And for a defensive back, when you attack somebody, you want to see what their weaknesses are. He doesn't really have any. Them improving and them being able to get back there without having to put a lot of guys or blitzing a lot of guys, it helps us. Everybody, I mean, you know, we got less yards to cover or less zone to cover, so, you know, the balls go up and we got more people back there to get picks. Our ability to disrupt the quarterback's timing, to get back there, get the ball, you know, we've been able to force a lot of fumbles and tip balls and things like that, so that's what, you know, makes you great, like the turnover.
It's something that we practice each and every day. We talk about going up and catching the ball and with our hands and protecting it from that point on and making sure we get positive yards whenever we get an opportunity. But we first talk about securing the football. And we know that it's going to be another challenge this week. Matt Stafford is, you could say, turnover prone to a degree. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's a great quarterback. You never know what type of guy you're going to get out of here each and every Sunday. You can come in and light it up at any given time, so you got to respect him for it. Yeah, man, sometimes he can jump into the stratosphere and get up there and catch the balls, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we play with good technique, good fundamentals. You know, we play where we're supposed to be. I think, you know, puts us in a better position to be successful against the guy. You know, he's an unbelievable talent, but like I said before, this is a situation where we won't back down. We definitely welcome the challenge, and it's another opportunity for us to get better. You got a 236-pound grown man running a 4.3 who could jump out of the gym. So he's a glorified basketball player playing football with tremendous body control and routes. You know, a guy that can catch the ball away from his body. You know, he's not going to let it get into his chest. So, you know, it's another challenge, like I said, but we look forward to it. It's another great opportunity.
We don't get caught up in those in numbers. The most important thing to us is the win column, and we want to keep that, you know, that number going up every week. Of course, we, you know, as a defense, want to be greedy, and, you know, what defense wouldn't want to be greedy, you know, with, you know, teams, you know, scoring a lot of points. So, and that's the main thing. If anything, if it goes in every week with us as a defensive front, stop the run, you know, make them one-dimensional, make them beat us passing the ball. The biggest thing is communication with us. We communicate a lot. And that's not, that just don't happen on game day. It happened in walkthroughs and it happened in practice, and that's where it all got to start.
We as a defense as a whole, we know that it's 11 guys out there, 11 individual efforts that are going to make our defense the way it is right now. So I think the only selfishness that we have is on pass rushing down. Everybody's trying to get to the quarterback. So I think that's a good thing, you know, to be selfish in that situation. But first and second down, we're all trying to play together to get the third down so them guys can get their sacks and get their stats. So just coming together and trying to get off the field on third down. We're doing better than we have been doing in the first couple of weeks of the series of the year. And we're definitely trying to just keep going and just be better on getting off the field on third downs. I'm more of a run stopper, and Fletcher is a pass rusher. And we're just communicating on daily just about how I can be a better pass rusher and how you can be a better run stopper. And just by listening to each other, giving an ear to him, he giving an ear to me, I think that's what makes us better. And we also conversate about being great and not just being good. So he definitely want to be great, and I definitely want to be great, and we're just not selling for being good or anything less than great.